This is a dictation for Ryan Pedit, RYANPEDIT. Date of birth 1/14/1990. Date of service 10/10/2022. The date of accident is 5/6/2022. Mr. Ryan Pedit is a victim of the automobile accident. Allegedly, he reports that he was involved in a front-end collision on the driver's side. The entire front end of the car was total and entire front end was destroyed. As a result of this impact, patient started having pain in the upper back, both shoulders and lower back, to the tune of 6 and 7, and some chest pain was also reported. Initially, no radiation of pain except the left upper arm was reported. Currently, the patient continues to have similar symptoms. He reports that his pain in the neck is around 8, lower back pain is around 6, and the left shoulder pain is around 7. He is able to do the abduction of the left arm up to 130 degrees only, beyond which severe pain starts. The radiation of the pain into the left arm is now up to the wrist level, and it is continuously mostly present anteriorly in a C5-6-7 nerve distribution. The patient report pain level remain usually around 5 to 6, and the impact on the ADL is around 7. Especially the enjoyment of life is affected 8. The sleep and general activity are affected 7. The patient reports 60% improvement in the pain level. System review reveals positive symptoms in neurology and psych is difficulty sleeping and tension. Patient denies any headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, earache or ringing, fainting, blackout or any weakness, seizures, loss of confusion, confusion, disorientation or loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, none of them. Lack of focus, lack of concentration and loss of memory are not present. No anxiety, depression, panic is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness of the neck, shoulder, lower back stiffness, pins and needle, click and grinding, numbness, nerve pain, and lower back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain. In the GI, patient reports of no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient reports no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, pain level has remained the same, and there are no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Substance abuse, none is reported except marijuana, which he utilizes to augment the pain relief. In compliance history, patient is compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 120/60, pulse is 75, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam comes from previous visit, which is 0927-047, dated 09-26-2022, along with diagnosis. Plan of care is as follows. The patient is provided the following medications after reviewing his labs and the maps. And they are naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, allowable 50 mg at night for sleep and pain relief. Scalaxin 800 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Votrin gel 3% for pain relief. Topically, Acifex for stomach protection, 20 milligram. Tylenol with codeine number 4, one tablet every 6-hour PRN basis is given for severe pain, 50 tablets. In addition, patient is reviewed his MRI. He has a hernia, a disc at C4-5, C5-6 and C6-7, causing spinal cord stenosis and inflammation of the edema, inflammation, annular fissure in the disc area. The lumbar region, on the other hand, shows a disc bulging in L4-5 and L5-S1. In the shoulder area, there is a presence of subacromial deltoid bursitis, supraspinatus tendinosis, small subcortical cystic changes on posterior aspect of humeral head, and a thickening of the glenohumeral joint capsule in the axillary pouch, suggestive of adhesive capsulitis. For all these changes, patient was advised to come to the office for procedures, which include LESI, lumbar epidural steroid injections, which is the second time, and also injection of the rotator cuff tendons, intra-articular injection of the shoulder and AC joint, and and the subacromial bursa injection with bursagram. The patient agreed and they will be done today since the patient is here. And also the medication that are provided are continuation of Celebrex, Celexin and Lyrica in addition. Celebrex is not being continued. Thank you. And that'll be the end of dictation for the office visit 10-10-2022. And then next dictation will be for the procedures that were done. The first procedure is LESI or interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection for Ryan Pettit, dated 10-10-2022. The second procedure is epidurogram and interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection under fluoroscopy. The procedure is done according to the protocol. The medical indications are as follows. The patient has an ongoing severe pain in the lower back with no relief with the conservative treatment. The patient points down to the middle and the lateral side of the both side of the L5-S1 and both sacroiliac joint. We are trying to do the epidural injection to bring reasonable relief for all the disc issues that he has. The MRI has shown a bulging disc at L4, L5 and L5-S1 indenting the cement of the cuticle side. This is the second time of the procedure to bring early healing for the gentleman and avoid any surgery and also to decrease the pain medication content as well as improve the ADL. Patient has agreed and concentrated for this procedure that is being done today. Thank you. The next procedure will be injection of the intra-articular injection of the left shoulder, intra-articular injection of the left AC joint, acromioclavicular joint, with fluoroscopy. Number three, intra-articular intra-bursal injection of the bursa, subacromial subdeltoid bursa of the left shoulder, with a bursagram. And number four, injection of the rotator cuff muscles, tendons, including supraspinatus tendon and infraspinatus tendon. Medical indications for all these procedures are as follows. The patient MRI has shown subacromial deltoid bursitis, supraspinatus tendinosis, and subcortical cystic changes posterior aspect of the humeral head, and thickening of the glenohumeral joint capsule in the axillary pouch, suggestive of adhesive capsulitis. The patient has been having a constant pain in the left shoulder with difficulty in lifting his arm beyond 110 to 120 degrees of abduction, after which patient suffers from severe pain. Substantial physical therapy has been given since the beginning of his accident in the last 3 months with no major relief, and steroid injection is expected to bring a definitive healing process to the area. Each procedure was done for the as described in the templates. For the intra-articular injection of the left shoulder, intra-articular injection of the AC joint, intra-bursal injection of the left subacromial subdeltoid bursa with bursagram, these are all described in the template. Please copy and paste. And injection of the left supraspinatus infraspinatus tendon was also done. Please use the template for this, and thank you.